And with deep gratitude, I just thank Jeff and Linda for really bringing us together. Thank you. And let's give them a nice round of applause.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David. We appreciate it.
Thank you, David.
Great to be here with all this festivity and the excitement. Although I can feel the people going, chocolate.
Yes. Look at all the Spacebook friends out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't it a great Spacebook? You know, that's a little bit different. We have a full house today, and we're going to have a party tonight. So
we have
a lot of people dressed up festively.
The locals have been warned.
Little camera roll across the audience.
The locals have been warned.
Yes. So. And David, while you were doing your intro today, would you put that hat back on for just a moment? And truly, I was sitting here watching you, of
course. Are you jealous?
No, but all of a sudden I saw David as a wizard. The hat, you know, went like that. It wasn't just a Santa Claus hat. A wizard. Would you stand up and maybe we could all see that? Doesn't he look like a new energy wizard? Thank you, David.
Or a Santa pimp.
Is that why he says ho ho ho? Yeah. Boom. Anyway, we have quite a day and a lot of good energy in the room. As Linda and I came in a little while ago, it's like it was almost like a wall of
too much sugar
energy. No. We haven't gotten there yet, but no, there was so much excitement in the air.
It was like a lot of sugar. You know, when you eat so much sugar, you're just like, I just don't know what to do with myself. It was kind of like that.
It was happiness and a lot of release, and I remember...
Are you speaking for you or everyone here?
No, everybody. I think everybody. How was your month? Was it pretty good? Better than the month before? All right, better than 5 years ago? Yeah.
Not that it matters, but Mercury did go retrograde yesterday.
Oh, that does. You know what? We're gonna breathe that in, and we're just going to...
I'm going to remind you that on Monday and Tuesday.
Well, Monday, I know I'm busy. Tuesday, I'm off for a couple of days.
Yeah, well, I'm in the middle of negotiating some contracts. We'll talk about it.
Oh, okay. No, put the Mercury retrograde on them, but you don't have to take it for yourself.
Oh, I try not to.
The other thing, I don't know, Linda, but I'm always hearing that Mercury's in retrograde. Like,
it's
is it in retrograde 30 days out of the month?
No, but several days out of the year.
It's like...
What, four times a year?
I don't even want to go there.
Well, I'll remind you when you're crying, saying, how come you can't get this done? Mercury's retrograde.
Anyway.
Not my problem,
but
it's happening.
Up until just a moment ago, until finding about Mercury, the room was festive and happy and snow on the screen. Oh. We actually have...
Isn't Jeff cute? He's got his Bavarian vest with reindeer. Is that hot? Woo!
Not to brag or anything, but this is an original Habsburg vest. I'm trying to impress Adamus. Do you think it'll work?
Yeah.
No, most survey says no. We'll see later. Actually, this was a gift this September when we were in Austria, a gift from Wolfing von Rohr, and I have been waiting for the occasion to wear it.
The perfect occasion.
There's only two times a year where I could, Christmas or St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, police, so limited.
Well, no, otherwise you have to dress for the season. This is not being easy being me. I mean, yeah. Garrett is sitting up here going, oh, God. Anyway.
We're just having fun.
It is. It's a great time of the year. And Linda and I are back from our travels for, I think we have 5 weeks before we have to travel again.
You haven't looked at the calendar. I don't think it's 5 weeks, is it?
Four or five, you know, but we have some time off.
And savor it.
Good to be back here in Coal Creek Canyon. You know, this has developed into even more of a magical place since we started the Shouds. Can you believe it? 11 years ago. 11. Wow. Doesn't it seem like about 100? No, it actually, to me, seems like about 4 or 5 years ago, but it was 11 years ago. And this is the biggest event that takes place in Coal Creek Canyon every month, and it has all of the neighbors gossiping and talking, wondering what's going on here. Has me wondering what's going on here sometimes, but no, we literally have people from all around the world coming here to this little Coal Creek Canyon.
Oh, that's cute.
That is cute.
Oh, my God, look at that.
A talking hat.
Somebody throw a net over it. It's alive.
That is funny. It's like something out of Harry Potter.
That is funny.
Anyway, today is... you better put that away when Adamus is walking.
Oh, he'll have it on your head. No, it matches his vest.
Yes. It kind of matches. Yeah. Oh, he'll come and find you. He'll go right down that row there with the elf. What is that, a moose?
No.
Reindeer?
Oh, honey, you don't know your animals.
No, I don't. A reindeer, yeah. Yeah, no wonder. Anyway, today is no exception. We have Shambra from all around the world.
We have quite a few guests, too.
Person. We switch over to the other slides. Yes. I know it is. We could just sit and watch it. Or we could actually open the window and have... Roy, did something happen there? A Hannibal hat. We could open the window, have Roy point the camera outside, but forget it. It's snowing. It was snowing last night. It's beautiful out. It's like
it is beautiful.
Winter wonderland. Anyway, we have guests from... Oh, more snow.
Oh,
and Santa Claus.
Oh, he's working.
And so we have guests from all around the world here today.
By the way, did you know statistically in countries that portray Santa as overweight, those countries tend to be more overweight?
Isn't Santa overweight everywhere?
No, he is not.
Where is he not overweight?
Germany.
No. Oh, yeah. Hey, Ralph. PC Ralph. The Ralph said, for those listening in, by the way, we get emails once in a while. Could you please repeat the jokes or the lack of jokes? And Ralph said Ethiopia. Germany. No. Santa Claus is fat in Germany.
No, he is not.
Oh, yeah, well, where did you get that? I've been to Germany, and I've seen
awful
the pictures
WikiLeaks.
Of...
Awful WikiLeaks.
Okay, not to derail this whole day, but isn't it amazing? Tobias talked years ago, said everything has to come up, everything that's hidden, buried, including ourselves, and everything has to transform in this new energy. I have some personal issues about the WikiLeaks thing from a standpoint of endangering lives. However, the other part of me is going, it is coming up. I mean, in weird ways, but the old stuff is coming up. Now, I am personally waiting for WikiLeaks, the Vatican series. Whoa!
You could be waiting a long time.
Boring. What,
Edith? Do they have computers there?
Edith, wouldn't you like to know about what's hidden in those? No. What would you like the next WikiLeaks to be? Not Crimson Circle. Don't even go there. What would you like the next WikiLeaks to be?
Nothing. It's just boring.
Boring? Yeah. Oh. Well, it's sure shaking a lot of things up. Moving a lot of energy.
It's just interesting to hear how truly manipulated things are.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's probably the biggest...
Absolutely. So anyway, well, let's introduce our out-of-state guests.
Okay, and they forgot to check them in, but I'm going to just check on everybody. Okay, Simmons from Aldinga Beach. I want to be from Aldinga Beach, Australia. Where are Mark and Marilee? Are they here? Did they make it? Did the snow stop them? Nope.
They're coming?
Okay. Sandra Bennett from Australia. Sandra here? Yeah.
Hello, Sandra.
Good to see you, Sandra.
Welcome. This is a little different than Australia right now. Yeah, isn't it a little warm there? Yeah. Ah, yeah. Well, welcome to Colorado. This is winter. I mean, this is Christmas, the way it should be. Pine trees, snow.
Boo-boo, that's your perception.
No,
it's like Christmas cards when you get back home.
Exactly. See, even back home, they, in the middle of summer, they have winter Christmas cards and fat Santa Clauses, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have fat Santa Clauses? Yeah, absolutely.
You should keep up on WikiLeaks.
Okay.
Okay. From Sao Paulo, Brazil, we have Claire Choi. Glad you could be here with us. Good to see you again.
Good to see you again. And we were just with Claire a couple weeks ago, 2 weeks ago in Sao Paulo.
Tambori.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Glad to see you here.
Yeah.
And you're originally from South Korea. Yes. So keep breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Glad you're here. Welcome to Coal Creek.
Barbara Martinez from Santiago, Chile. Are you here?
Wow.
Hi. Welcome. Good
Welcome.
To see you.
And Barbara, I think I'm correct. I know I'll get email if I'm not, but I think that you're the first live person from Chile that's been here.
What about the Jeff? First in-person person.
The first in, you know, I mean, you know. Yeah, so congratulations. Yes, and would you like to say something to everybody back in Chile?
Yeah, I would like to send some big hugs to my friends Annie and Tom.
Yes.
They sent you guys the letter after the earthquake in Chile.
Oh.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Ah.
And could you say something in Chilean?
That would be Spanish.
Yeah, well, that's too.
Spanish, Joe.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry about that.
You could do both. Okay, we have plenty of time.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad, yeah. Yeah, great. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Now, I see a bit of an error on here because I believe this person is actually a local now, but just, well, what the heck?
Acknowledge.
Gabriel Contreras.
Gabriela. Hello. Good to see you.
Glad you could be with us.
You can have dual Chambra citizenship.
Yeah.
Yes.
Glad you could be here with us. Thank you very much. From New River, Arizona, Andrea Porter. Good to see you again,
Andrea.
From Berkeley, California, Susan Cano.
Whoa. Good to see you, Susan. Love the hat.
Love the hat. It's going to get borrowed.
You better hide that when Adamus is rolling. Oh, that's the perfect Adamus hat.
We need to talk about the fashion statement you'd be making with those colors and those colors. And it ain't much of one.
Yeah.
So you don't want to think about that. Okay. Are we ready?
Yes.
Steve Green from Canyon Country, California. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
And at the appropriate time, Steve has some things that he would like to distribute here today.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Ah, and from Rancho Cordova, we have Iwana Workas.
Yay! Hello, Iwana. Good
Hi,
to see
Iwana.
You again.
Good to see you.
And I want to, you're originally from Poland, now living in California. Adamus insists that we go to Poland when we were in Brazil a couple weeks ago. He said, we are going to go, and this is where he's going to deliver the
Angels and Aliens
talk. So we need, good. We need to talk about that. He has a reason for wanting to do it there.
Okay, from San Diego, Stephen Weigand. Hello, Stephen.
Stephen, good to see you again.
Glad you could come to party.
You know, I think a lot of them just came for the karaoke today.
Oh, I know it.
Yeah, yeah.
I know it. It's cool. Okay, and Patricia Janish from Ventura, California. Where are you?
Hey,
Hello.
Trish. Good to
see
you
again.
Glad you're here. And but now, Stephen, Trish, you've moved here now, haven't you? Okay.
They're cohabitating.
See, what you need to do is find somebody to trade with, so when they're at the beach, you're in the mountains, and then you trade. I mean, it's great. It's perfect. I never know where I am, so that I don't count.
I was volunteering.
Oh, Linda volunteered, yeah.
Then we have Emmanuel Raymond and Muriel Raymond from Frankfort, Illinois. Hello.
Good to see you. Glad you're here.
Welcome.
Where is Frankfort, Illinois?
Near Chicago.
Everything's near Chicago in Illinois.
Okay.
North of Chicago, south? Southwest, okay. I just hadn't heard of it yet.
Okay.
It does. Yeah, and where are you originally from?
France.
Oh, France. Oh, we don't have that many. Adamus will kiss you today, I'm sure.
You might
He'll be overjoyed.
If you don't want that, you better find a different seat. You know, he really might.
Okay. Go ahead.
From Lyle, Illinois, Tess Mahon. Where are you, Tess? I don't think I saw her yet.
I haven't seen Tess yet.
She's probably had snow trouble.
Yeah.
I don't see Christy Gott. Is she here? I think they were coming together. Nope. From Mooresville, North Carolina, Patty Severance. Hi, Patty.
Hey, Patty. Welcome back.
How are you?
Welcome back.
And Patty's here to do teacher training with David McMaster.
Wonderful. And Patty, we miss you.
Yeah.
Oh, you've learned how to say y'all now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you've been gone too long, dear. And do you miss Colorado? And miss all of us. Thank you.
They're doing an SES class this week in Fort Collins, correct?
Right. Well, bless your heart.
Yeah, they're teaching teachers. It's actual teacher training.
Yeah.
Okay. From Albuquerque, we have John McCurdy, who is Gene Tinder's brother. Oh.
John, where are you? John.
I think you two are always pretty nice to each other. If you're not, I never see it.
Gene is back there.
Okay. Mary Beth Shewan, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Also, thank you.
Good to see you, Mary Beth.
Clemens Federwitz from Lansdale, Pennsylvania.
Hello, Clemens.
Welcome.
First time here. So your first time here in Cold Creek?
Ah, welcome. And Ann Plantier, also from Lansdale, Pennsylvania.
Hello, Ann.
And is Doris Richardson here? Did you? Hi.
Hello, Doris.
Good to see you.
From?
The great country of Houston. Houston, Texas.
Are you moving?
Okay.
Wonderful.
Lovely.
Where to?
Yeah.
Oh, this area.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful area.
It's a great time. Yeah. The market's down, in case you haven't heard.
Yeah.
Let's see. Xavier Lang from West Jordan, Utah.
Good to see you, Xavier.
Good to see you. And he's here with Debbie Meeks.
Hello, Debbie.
Good to see you both. Really lovely. Thank you for being here.
And I hope you two are going to do some dancing tonight.
He is.
Ah, wonderful. I can't wait. I can almost taste the wine right now.
Sounds like a problem.
We're going to do a little karaoke. Yeah, but I don't think we're doing YMCA this year. I don't.
Oh.
I guess we are. I still don't know the words, but
you
that never
to,
stopped me in the past.
That's it?
Okay, well, let's take a deep breath with that.
Is there anybody else from out of town that hasn't introduced them, that we haven't introduced? Who else?
Tanya.
Oh, Tanya Mathur.
Come on.
Oh,
good
Tanya.
To see you, Tanya.
Oh, Angel. What possessed you to sit on the aisle? You've already had experience.
Did you bring a raincoat or something sitting on the aisle like that?
Okay.
I wouldn't.
Good to see you. Very good to see you.
Anybody else?
Anyone else that we missed? Oh, my God, of course.
But
from Grand Junction, Colorado, we have Peggy Ensign and Maggie Hofgarten.
Thank you, Maggie.
And I don't know how they got here, because Bell Pass and I-70 was closed down, and they said they just snuck in underneath. And it was a challenge, because they did see cars parked on the guardrails. So it was quite an adventure.
So you moved recently from Utah to Colorado.
We put our house on the market.
Yes.
We got an offer in 9 days.
Whoa.
Wow.
Cash offer.
Wow.
Wow. And we tried to move to Denver. We came 3 different times to look around and to relocate.
Yeah.
And it never felt right.
Yeah.
Mm. And driving on the freeway on I-70, we stopped in Grand Junction and we went, duh. Grand Junction. Because it was right on the channel about the X point.
Yeah.
Oh,
and it was
interesting.
Spears moving to the junction of divine and human.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
We have bought a lot. And we are building
bought a lot of what?
A lot of land.
Awesome.
That's amazing.
That's spectacular. Woo, woo.
Life is good. And have you noticed an energetic difference between Utah,
oh,
Grand Junction? No offense, but I just
it
had
is
to,
kind of night and day.
But honestly, yeah. The really interesting thing is too, when we got license plates, we weren't actually legal residents, but they handed us the license.
Oh, you're kidding!
Pioneer license
plate.
Wow! Oh, I love
wow.
it.
Yeah.
So we have Colorado Pioneer license plate.
Cool.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's pretty cool.
You know,
wow, lots of winks and nods.
Life must be good doing something right, because you both look very good. Your energy is good. You look younger and. Wow.
Calm.
Wow. Yeah.
That is amazing.
So, wow. Okay, let's take a deep. Anybody else? Anybody else that's bold enough? All right, let's take a deep breath and welcome everyone in who's watching from around the world right now, whether they're in Germany, South Korea, Brazil, Chile,
South Africa,
India. Maybe China, no matter where you're listening from, you're certainly family, you're certainly part of this group today, this incredible energy. We've gone through some trials and tribulations as part of our awakening process, and Linda and I see Chambre now all over the world, really starting to live, really starting to enjoy. It's been amazing to watch. And I know there's still difficult days, we're still partly in mass consciousness, still partly working with integration, but the smiles that we see on people's faces.
It's
and
the clarity. It's the clarity. People seem to be, you know, no matter what it is, they seem to allow what it is. And that seems to be the biggest difference I observe, that it's okay. And that truly, that feeling and being okay is a standard for others.
And the greatest thing about this is we're all doing it together. We're all creating this library of information known as Chambre. We're all basically recording the history, our history of going from the human self into the divine human while we're still embodied. It's absolutely amazing. We know that there are still some tough times. Still times when all of us wonder, what the heck are we doing
here? Is that
here?
The word you use?
No. But you know, you just take a deep breath, you get out of that doubt, you get into that beautiful energy of Amyo, a complete trust in self. And we can have grand celebrations like this. So welcome, everybody. Welcome for being, and thank you for being who you are.
I'd also like to acknowledge one of my favorite things to see, and that there are always young people showing up now, and I think that's really stunning, and I'm really grateful to see that. It's truly inspiring to see young people stepping up and being here and being who they are.
They just
thank you for that.
They just think Chambre are cool, right?
No, they think Adam is kind of like, ooh, disrespectful. A little,
okay,
you know.
Okay, well, hey, Santa Claus is getting a little tired over here, making the rounds, so it's time to move on with the show. But
I'm ready if you're
anyway,
ready.
Anyway, thank you. Okay. Let's see what Adama said last month. We'll do a very quick review because I'm sure everybody studied it, listened to it, knows every point you did.
Absolutely.
Really? Oh, I didn't think Chamber did homework.
Oh, they don't have to study it. They just have to allow it.
You just allow it. Yeah.
Allow it. And this was an easy one by comparison.
This was pretty easy. It was Shout 4 of the next series.
Yeah, in hindsight, I thought this was a really one of the...
Yeah. So Linda's going to read some of the key points.
And as best I can. Nobody can do it like Adamus. Yeah. But, you know, here we go. It takes Amayo to trust yourself so much that you can let somebody else in that closely. It takes real trust that nobody can ever hurt you again. When you can get to that point of pure Amayo, trust, nobody can ever, ever, ever hurt you. This is your natural state.
So Adamus last month, when he came in, said, would you invite me, you know, Adamus, in to you? To absolutely meld with you, not to hold back. Whoops, not to hold back at a distance, not to.
What are you doing?
I got so excited. I clicked the wrong button. I gotta go back there. He said, if you choose, let me enter into your body. Let me enter into every part of you. Well, that's kind of that takes a bold person or a crazy person. To do that.
What was that?
Because generally we keep everything at a little bit of a distance. But he said, let me join with you. And he said, when you get to that point of Amyo, absolutely trusting yourself, you can do that. Whether it's Adamus or somebody else in your life, somebody even that you might have had problems with, somebody that you absolutely love, to let them in that close and not worry about them taking anything from you, about stealing your soul or manipulating you. That takes trust. That takes Amyo. And that's really where I see us going to, or what we're actually doing right now. Can we be that trusting that we can even allow the aspects of ourselves in? Welcome them back home. So
that's easier some days than others.
It is. And there's some days that can be a little challenging, but then what do you do? Go shopping. Hey, if it works.
It always works for me.
You know, I don't think there's any prescription for this. If it's going shopping, going for a walk, doing a little breathing, whatever it whatever your thing is.
It's, you know, a lot of times it's just making a space for it.
Yeah. Okay, he went on to say.
What's wrong? Absolutely nothing. When are you going to accept that? You say, yes, but I feel like I'm falling apart and I've got all these diseases. No, actually you don't. They are false signals with false responses. There are people going to argue that one. There is nothing wrong. You're exactly where you should be. Your body actually really isn't falling apart. You're not going crazy. You're not going backwards. Nothing is wrong. You got an elaborate series of false signals.
So he was talking about how the brain's signals interpret information from the body and the mind, interpret information that's coming in from other places, and interpreting the information that's even coming in from our aspects, other parts of ourselves. The brain doesn't really know how to understand or process things because it's all in a new, language, the new energy language. The brain assumes that it's chaos because it doesn't understand it. So it basically sends out false messages to the rest of our physical human self saying, there's something going wrong, there's something going wrong. When indeed, Adamus is saying, nothing is going wrong at all. This is what Amyo is about. The mind learns, because the mind is actually pretty brilliant, mind learns to begin to expand outside of its old structures and begin to take in new types of data, new types of understanding. Our minds right now are learning to go beyond what the box or the system that it created to really embrace this new energy, really embrace the new consciousness. It's having a difficult time. Can you imagine how many lifetimes we've been in this, particularly from the Atlantean times, we've been in this mental system? So when you consider that we're actually doing this in just a few short years of time, it's pretty amazing, and it actually makes me have a new respect for my mind.
I have a quick question.
Sure.
Okay, I like this. I thought that was really interesting.
Okay.
And I truly hope that some point today, maybe Adamus will even engage Dr. Peggy Ensign here.
Sure.
And Ensign here in a few questions, because I believe all that's true, and I have had those moments, and I know what that means,
right,
when it's just an illusion, it's not real, and it's just... But I know that she sees x-rays that would definitely divulge something different, tell something
Chamber
different.
Chamber x-rays? Have you ever seen a Chamber x-ray other than Maggie? Yeah, but I mean, there's a difference, and I have to put a footnote here. When Adamus is delivering this message, this is for us. I mean, I don't think he means that it's for every human on earth. Potentially, it will be. And that's back to my statement. We're creating this library of information. Who knows, 5 years, 50 years, 100 years, people may stumble on it and go, oh, that's what's happening. But right now, he's not talking to, the average person.
Well, at the risk of being a real pain in the ass and hoping that this gets addressed more.
Sure.
I want to, you know, I
can
tell
you. Why don't you have a little chat with Adamus today? Why don't you two, like, I don't.
Make it happen.
Yes.
I can tell you right now that Mrs. Whalen would tell you that the pain in her back is quite real.
Sure, probably. And everybody here has a physical, a lot of people have a physical thing going on. But Adamus is saying, yes, part of it is very real.
Did that seek it?
But it's your body responding to false signals. Your mind is sending out there's something wrong. So you act accordingly. Your body responds accordingly, whether it's health or mental or just a lifestyle or whatever. We get into there, oh, there's something wrong. There's something I didn't do right, something I have to work on. He's saying, oh, false signals. So what do?
Try to pull that burr out of my butt?
I'll pull it out.
I'm sitting here just going, okay, I hope
well,
he says
no,
more.
No, really, seriously, what do you do?
I know what I do, you know, if I've got phantom pain and I get, you know,
I
know.
I like that term, phantom.
I know what that is too, but I just happen to have a lot of compassion for people that happen to be sitting out here that, you know, are
what if we really started to understand that it is phantom, in other words, it's false signals, and if you go, oh, okay, that's not real, I'm just going to do a little breathing, I'm going to go for a walk or whatever, and I think what Adamus is saying is we're coming back to a natural process, and if you go with this concept of amyo, trust in self, you really get back to that. So,
I love the topic. I hope he keeps going.
The question I have, this would be a good survey thing. Maybe we should do an online survey. But how many Chambra have some sort of pain or physical imbalance that when they go to get a medical diagnosis, the doctor has no idea? Yeah, some hands go off. They're trying to find the medical problem, and then they think, oh, yeah, she's just making this up. But what? No, it's a real pain. But sometimes there's not a medical.
And you're discounting marriage problems, right? That doesn't count.
No comment. Okay, let's move to the next slide. Because boy, this is. Whew.
You
must have got up early and eaten your Wheaties today.
I just am inviting further discussion because I think
like
it's really important.
I like it.
Okay. I'm speaking on the behalf of so many emails I received.
Okay.
But anyways, okay. Many humans think that patterns make life simpler. They don't. Virgo. They
Your slides are different than what's up here.
They make life more confusing. There are more things to remember and less freedom. Freedom is the birthright of your soul. Patterns restrict it and make life much more challenging. You have given yourself the gift of depatterning. The structures you lift are going away.
So the structures
of your life are going away. This kind of mystery.
So we create. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, we create all these structures. It's a human tendency to create structures, and I actually think it's an angelic tendency,
especially if you're a Virgo,
because you build a structure and it allows you to go into that to experience it. But we built it so well that the structures kind of started to stick. Well,
what was that?
The structures are starting to, we're sticking. Now we go through a process of destructuring the way our body works, the way our minds work, our DNA, our beliefs, everything gets destructured. It dissolves away. It's pretty scary to parts of us,
sure.
I think, that like that structure, that need certain order, Pisces, in their lives. But I think we're all going through that, and that's the thing, that people get either scared or concerned, or when things start falling apart, what am I doing wrong? Well, it's just a destructuring, and if we really take a deep breath of that and allow it to happen, really trust ourselves, it turns out for the better. It does. So next. Oh, I got to shoot that slide up there. Okay.
Ready? The belief in destiny is difficult to release because the moment you do, you have to take responsibility. There is no destiny. There is absolutely no karma. There is no soul plan. Yes, you had some things you wanted to do while you were here, but those were gone years ago, and a lot of you are operating in the void now, asking, what should I do? You ask me all the time, Adamas, what am I supposed to do? Oh, he took a deep breath, gritted his teeth. I want you to stop asking me that question.
So as a side note to this slide, we get a lot of email. A lot of it comes through Bonnie, our customer service manager, but a lot of email, really nice ones, and then some not so nice, particularly since Adamas has started, imagine that, and people are really upset. I mean, angry, upset, vile, and of course they directed to the staff and Linda and I. They're upset because Adamas is saying no karma, no destiny, no soul plan, no spirit guides, none of that. They can't imagine what it's like to let all that go.
And, well, no, then you don't have anything to project onto.
All of us have been blacklisted from some of the other groups, and you know, they're saying, "Oh, those Shambra." But you know, I'll never forget when Tobias did his first public channel, said, "Your spirit guides are leaving." We had the same reaction, a small group of people there at the time, and they just treated us like we were the plague. And I remember the word kind of went out around the metaphysical, spiritual, New Age folks, and saying, "This Tobias is really bad news." But now it's kind of across a lot of the new energy metaphysics.
Are you trying to describe Shambra as having moments of being early adopters?
Oh, beyond early adopters.
Okay.
I mean, they are what comes before an early adopter. Crazy. But you know, Adamas is really cutting to the bone on some of this, and some of it is tough to take. It creates a little bit of confusion and chaos to say there's no destiny. Well, what is there then? There's no soul contract. That's so yesterday. There's none of that, but it does leave a big void, and that's kind of where we're all at right now, saying, well, what should we put in that void? Amyo. It's the only thing. So.
Do you know why I'm sitting in the chair?
So you look taller?
Uh-huh. Ooh, you're psychic. Ooh.
Okay, next.
Okay. You do not need a purpose in order to exist, but you believe that you do. What's my purpose? And it ties into destiny, patterns, and pressure that you're getting right now. The vast, 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 kind of redundant,
yeah,
majority of humans believe they have to have purpose. And purpose is machio.
Wow.
Absolute machio. But you still wake up in the morning saying, what's my purpose? Do I have to heal others? Do I have to save the planet? No, there is no purpose. Get it? That was kind of bitchy. There is no purpose.
I think he said it with a smile.
No, he was kind of bitchy when he said that.
So here, once again, really cutting to the core on stuff, saying there's no purpose. This actually bothered me. I spent a little time dealing with it, saying, well, if there's no purpose again, why am I here?
That's a Virgo problem.
And Adama's let me struggle with that for a good week or so, and it was finally like it just dawned on me that, well, I guess there doesn't have to be a purpose. There doesn't have to be destiny. It is that it is. That's kind of the definition of the I am that I am.
Did you get over it?
Yeah, actually, it felt liberating. It felt really liberating. Then I can do what I want to do because I want to do it, not because it's part of the purpose or plan. It's really liberating. Okay, onward.
Magic was this creative expression and creative interchange into the other realms. A long time ago on Earth, when you were able to actually experience, to feel, to touch, to see things like the wild fairies. There are cloud angels. There's actually been a unicorn over in the corner the whole meeting. There are gnomes and elf fairies. There are water elementals, and there's Merlin. But humans have shut out magic in their lives because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't fit the pattern.
Anybody have experiences this last month with just the elementals, the magic, any? See something out of the corner of your eye, feel something. Great. It's okay to raise your hand. You're not crazy. You're just Shambra. I loved when he got to this because he's saying magic or kind of the unseen world has always been there. And particularly in the Lemurian times, it was such a part of our existence on Earth, no different than seeing a bird on a tree or a bear in the woods. Don't go there.
Don't go there.
Yeah, and the answer is yes. And Adamus is saying, no, they're really there, and we've closed it off because it doesn't fit the pattern in the structure. But as we really liberate ourselves, we're going to start seeing that again. Magic, I think he kind of means what we'd call the fantasy world, the invisible world, and it's all around us. Basically, what he's saying is we've cut ourselves off from that. Time to open back up. It just makes the experience here in our human journey so much more colorful and so much deeper. And yeah,
it lightens things up,
and it's fun. And I think every one of us experienced it when we were younger in this lifetime, and then we kind of shut it down because we were told that that we were just crazy. No, we weren't. He went on to say,
we're in the time of the return of magic. The elementals, the magic beings, are simply the manifestations of your past infusions. When you took on physical body, one of the first things you did was start infusing or breathing life into the things around you. These magical beings are the manifestation of your infusions, of your breathing your life into the water, into the air, into the ground, into the animals, into the invisible realms. They're yours. They've been shut out for a long time, and you're ready for them to come back.
I think this was probably my favorite part of the whole shout.
Yeah.
When he's saying that we created these beings, when we came to Earth, we took on our physical form, but in our joy of the experience of Earth and our love for being here, we started infusing or breathing in our energy, sharing it with the reality around us. We created the elementals and the cloud fairies and the...
That's taken from Journey of the Angels, isn't it?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I never attended that, though. But so don't channel that, but I didn't attend it. But to me, this is such a...
That was part of Journey of the Angels when we started to fuse our energy onto the planet.
Oh, on a planet. But Tobias never talked about the elementals.
Okay.
So here, he's saying we created them, our creation. So it's not like some alien beings or something. And he's basically saying it's time to get back to that. So anyway, I enjoyed the channel. I enjoyed the month. And speaking of the month, shortly after we did the shoud, we went back to Brazil. And it was interesting that we started out the year with Brazil. We went in January 2010 to, I forgot the name of the place, outside of São Paulo. And then we ended up the year in Brazil, just by coincidence.
Cambori.
This time we went to, how do you say it?
Cambori.
Cambori.
Was the little community.
Which was on the coast about 3 hours outside of São Paulo. Just a little local village. About 70 Chambra came from all parts of Brazil and I believe a couple other surrounding countries. We had a great time. It was the mystery school. We had a lot of, well, we were on the beach, so what more can I say? It was the weather, for the most part,
with the mystery school, he really tries to infuse the being in nature and helping with the integration of things by being out and about.
Oh, it's really important. So anyway, to do justice to the little trip, we put together a very short slide program with some music. I ask if we could get the house lights down, and when we're ready, I'll click the button and we'll see a video.
Sylvia Mangini, our sponsor, did
Sylvia.
Absolutely the best job, our host.
Sylvia Mangini was great. Every little detail attended to. So here we are, Chambra in Brazil.
Ah.
I guess I have to click it one more time. I know what music we need for tonight.
Yeah.
You know, it just didn't feel right to show slides from Brazil without some music.
Oh, the music, the food, the people. It's a really fun place to be.
It was amazing. So fun being down in Brazil again, and to all of our friends down there, we say thank you.
And thank you to Sylvia Maggini, who also is the web host. I mean, she just does all kinds of things.
She puts it together there.
So thank you.
So we'll go through real quickly the upcoming events.
They're mostly sold out. There's not much.
And I'm going to go through quickly. Tomorrow, by the way, tomorrow, December 12th, we're doing a three-hour interview with Gentra Gardner on healing journeys. If you're interested, you could go to our website or to Spirit Quest Radio. Be on Adama's channel, talk with Linda and I. Gentra and Mark, her co-host, do an amazing job.
I got a problem with your math.
What's that?
I don't think 3 to 5 is 3 hours.
yeah, well, my math is a little wrong there. I think it's 3 to 6 or something. Look for the appropriate time. All I know, and I hate to say this, but I checked out the time. We had already agreed to do it. And I quick ran to the website, and I looked to see when the Green Bay Packer game was on. And I thought, oh, good, it's going to be over by the time we start. So it's got to be sometime after 2. Okay, tomorrow, tune in. January 14th through the 16th, we're in a mystery school in Ecuador, our first time.
Ecuador.
You know, down on the equator.
It's our first that place visit on the to Ecuador. Equator. We're excited to go there.
Absolutely.
Feliz Navidad.
Malu and Raisa are hosting this, doing an amazing job of putting it together. And you notice we're spending more time in South America, which I really enjoy.
There are quite a few people coming from Venezuela also from Colombia. There's a Bogota contingency and a Medellin contingency.
Yeah.
So we're really excited about it.
One thing, the weather is good. The people are amazing. The food is delicious. So
you've never been to Ecuador?
No, South America in general. Oh, okay. I'm really enjoying it. I'm going to learn some Spanish. No hable español.
¿Está estúpido?
Well, thank you. Okay. February, Egypt. Yes.
Yeah.
We did have one cancellation. Susie, did we fill it? We filled it. So it is sold out. I am so looking forward to that. Egypt.
That is such an adventure.
After that, it's Kauai, now sold out. Somebody's got to do it. It's tough life. This one, we just announced, April 8th through the 10th in San Diego, Del Mar, actually, which is actually close to where Lee Carroll lives.
Uh-huh.
We're doing a mental imbalance symposium. I think this would be...
What does that got to do with Lee Carroll?
He used to live in Del Mar, San Diego. But we're doing a mental imbalance symposium. It's the third time we'll do it. It is really good if anybody is dealing with clients, psychological issues, doing counseling, healing work. Adamus talks about what's really happening with people when they go a little crazy, and not just Chambra,
new perspectives.
Amazing insights into what's happening with that person. So, and he offers methods or things to do. He does some actual dream walks into the crazy land. It's really...
It's evolving. Actually, each one has been slightly different, and each one seems to be an evolution. So we're pretty excited about it.
Yeah. So if you're inclined to understand what's going on with a mental imbalance, this is a great one to go to. Immediately after that, Linda and I are going to do some teacher training. We haven't done that in a while ourselves. We're going to do it for New Energy Syncretize. We'll be training and certifying anyone who wants to be a teacher. The prerequisite is that you have purchased and listened to New Energy Syncretize home study course, and that you have taken SES. We're requiring all teachers now to have gone through SES, not to be teachers, but to have attended SES. Yeah. We find that is such a basic, important program to go through. SES, Sexual Energy School. Okay, what else?
If you go to our website, hit the advanced studies, and that's where you see all of that information.
Okay, we're at the launch pad time.
Okay.
We have two launch pads today. Both people on the launch pad are somewhere else, so we're going to just connect with them energetically. On the first creation day, I love this because Shambra is really creating these days.
It's spectacular.
We're having a hard time keeping up with all the creations. Our first creation today is from our dear friend, Greg Nooney, over in Iowa. He wrote a book called Dreamwalking My Mother. When she passed away not too long ago, he did a dream walk and said he had some amazing experiences and insights, not only in helping his mother in the transition process, but what he shares in the book is his own experiences, his own insights into this. It's a wonderful book. It's easy to read. It takes the essence of dreamwalker death and really puts it into a real life experience. It's a very, very sweet book about.
Well, and Greg is actually a counselor and a therapist, and so in a sense, his insights are really wonderful because he really is able to share in a really profound way.
And if anybody is interested in dreamwalking, if you haven't taken the course, the book is really a good beginning point. It offers some really good insights. I've personally done two dreamwalker death experiences, and other than the channels, but with two people in my life, it was so beautiful. There's a lot of requirements in terms of things you can and you can't do during the actual dream walk. Adama says you need to not eat meat, have sex, a bunch of other stuff. And at first, it's like, oh, geez, I mean, come on. But
it's not so bad if they do it quick.
What? Dream walk is done now. Bye. Adios. See, I do speak Spanish. Fooled you. But no, it's really a beautiful thing, and I love what Greg has done putting it into the book and making it very personal. So in just a minute, we're going to do a good deep breath for both of our launchees today. The second is another book by Margaret Ann Wild of Australia.
A World Down Under.
She connected with Archangel Raphael a little while back and started recording some of the sessions and has put these into a beautiful book called Wings of the Heart. I have not had a chance to read it yet, but I saw some of the preview material on it. And it's one that I'm definitely going to read on as soon as I can. We know Margaret Ann Wild just from our trips down to Australia, and from, I think she's been here also. So this, I'm looking forward to reading it. You can find her book on Lulu, and instead of putting in all the information about, you know, the address that you have to remember, just search, go to lulu.com, search Wings of the Heart. It looks like a beautiful book.
And it looks like a beautiful book.
Knowing Margaret, it is a beautiful book. So let's take a deep breath for both Greg, Margaret, and every Shambra right now that is stepping beyond, that is creating something, that's taking that inner creator energy and manifesting it, putting something together, whether it's books, whether it's websites, music, opening a business, whatever it is. Greatest way to express being a creator is through creations. So let's take a deep breath, particularly for Greg and for Margaret today. Cool. Okay, what's next? What?
Oh, so sweet.
Oh, it's time for Shambra News.
We know where this is going.
We have a couple things in the news, not too much today, but the first one is, hey, looking for a gift idea for somebody special in your life?
I got a gift for you.
Just a brief mention that we do have gift certificates in the Shambra shop. If you want to give somebody, we have a lot of great CDs from Anders Holte and Joham and other Shambra artists, you know, for $15 for a download or $20 for a physical CD. Have you listened to Anders' newest creation, the O Beyond CD?
Really beautiful.
It's absolutely beautiful. Susie told me the other day, she listens to it, she just puts it on and listens to it all day while she's working. And it's It's an amazing creation with
Anders. That explains, Susie. Now I know.
Well, Anders actually took the toning sessions we did in Egypt and then put them to music, and it's a beautiful creation.
And some of it was actually done in the King's Chamber of the Great Pyramid, which you're not really allowed to say out loud.
Yeah, but you did. So anyway, if you want a gift idea, gift certificate in the Schomburg
shop. It's just not printed anywhere.
Yeah. Next. Next. Probably one of the most amazing creations I've been involved with. Oh, for a while, yeah.
Oh, this is exciting.
You know, we talked about it last month, the Awakening Zone. We could talk about it for a long time, but you have to go to the bathroom, so we're going to keep it short. Basically, it's interesting that when Chambra is at this stage that we are, when it's time to reach out, do something different, we are literally creating this thing called the Awakening Zone. It's an international radio network. Right now, I think we have 15 or 16 different hosts in different countries. We're going to launch on January 1st.
111?
111 at 1 o'clock Central Time. The launch is going to be Joe Rombolo, who was here last month, Linda, myself, and we're going to have some of the hosts call in, just offer a few words and talk a little bit. Really, truly a launch, and then after that, the shows start. We've got shows scheduled Monday through Saturday. We'll probably have a Sunday in there, too.
Around the world,
The world, and I get so excited. The creation has been amazing with the staff, the Crimson Circle staff, just jumping in, and the technology that they're integrating into all this.
Incredibly fast. It was a great idea, and it's a really huge project, and they just have jumped all over it.
And the hosts have come from all sorts of different places. You'll notice in just a moment, these aren't necessarily Chambra, and they're not Crimson Circle. It's not just Crimson Circle programming. There's a little bit of everything. But we're really putting our energies out there to everyone who's waking up. They may never find their way to Crimson Circle. That's okay. If they get something that helps them in this awakening journey.
Supports their journey.
Yeah. If we can share with them a little bit of our consciousness and our energy of what we've gone through, putting it out there on the airwaves, it's been amazing.
And there are a lot of different people because there are a lot of different versions of the journey, different flavors to it. And, you know, it's all special, and it all has effect. It makes a difference.
So here's a quick look at some of the hosts and shows that are coming up. So if we get the lights down again.
Musica?
It's a little background music.
Okay.
Just to add to it. So
you worked
here
hard.
Here we go. Thank you. Cool. So we are really excited about it. I think it's really one of the biggest undertakings that we as Crimson Circle and Chambra have done.
Well, and it's outreaching, truly outreaching.
It's outreaching, and we'll be adding more programming probably in March, April timeframe. We want to get this one off the ground. And I particularly want to thank our amazing Crimson Circle staff who have just jumped into this and done a beautiful job. Amazing.
And also an extra special thanks to Joe Rumbelow, really saw that there was a time for this and that really Crimson Circle might be the way to allow this to create.
Yeah. And also a special thanks to Mark Ritter for joining in with the staff, doing the web design and a lot of the thinking. So thank you, Mark.
Amazing contribution.
You're the man, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. And Alain Balea.
Pardon?
Alain Balea.
Oh, yeah. Alain is probably listening in today. Alain consults with us and has been doing a lot of work. So one more time, a huge applause to the entire staff and everybody working on it. We're doing it. I truly think it's one of the most amazing projects that we've done. And also really reaching out beyond Chambra, really saying, hey, we know what it's like for people around the world to go through awakening, and we're not trying to sell any doctrine, dogma, belief system, or anything else. We're just trying to say, you are not alone.
Exactly. So,
okay, could I get my slides back? Got to finish
them. Okay.
All right.
Oh, is this going down the rat hole?
Just one or two more. No, it's not bad. It's not bad. I'll do it from here, Joe. Oh, okay, yeah, just
there you go.
Real quickly, just a little ad we're running for Awakening Zone. So, all right, what else do we have? Almost break time. Oh, yeah, we're talking about before. So just before we take a break, somebody sent this to me. I found it kind of amusing.
Oh, this is so funny.
I hope you do, too. Linda didn't think. I thought it was funny. Have you ever watched House?
They said they'd fix it, but it didn't make any difference at all.
Well, sometimes doctors make mistakes. Anna, you have to try twice as hard to fix them. Are you using your inhaler?
All the time. Go through one a week.
You sure you're using it right?
Do I look like an idiot?
Nope. Why don't you show me how your inhaler works?
I thought it was funny, Linda. I don't know if I find it funny.
Thanks for laughing.
Because I feel like the woman in this or the doctor, but I have those, duh. I do some really dumb things once in a while. It's like,
what was
duh.
That? Are we being recording
duh.
This?
It's like the other day I was having some trouble with some electronic equipment, and I was in a hurry, and I was so frustrated, and it wasn't working. And I went through my tension and anger. It's like, God, why is it breaking me right now? And I'm never going to buy this junk again. And whoa, wasn't plugged in. Duh. Okay, moving right downhill here. Oh, webcast credits. Again, it takes a community of wonderful.
You and Hillary.
Yeah. I got to go back. Give me back. No Santa Claus here. That's nice, but that's not what I wanted to do.
I think you're going to have to just do it.
Okay. It takes a community to put all this together, and I use that word because Adamus used it about a week or so ago in the Angel webcast. Beautiful, beautiful channel for the Crimson Circle Angels, and basically said, he talked about new energy community, and I really believe we have it. We have a staff that works hard, volunteers that come in early on snowy winter days and get the room set up.
We're really lucky.
Make sure that everything is a safe space. So let's give a big hand to all of those who are.
Yo!
And make sure during the party tonight to go out and give them a big sloppy kiss. They'll really appreciate that. So we're going to take about a 30-minute break. I think there might even be some food back there. And enjoy, have fun. We'll see you back here about 5 minutes to 3.
Thank you.